2. Questions 13 to 22. Section 1. Questions 13 to 17. You will hear 5 short recordings. The speakers are presenting awards to companies that have excelled in different aspects of business. For each recording, decide what the company is receiving its award for. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay the recordings. You have 15 seconds to read the list A to H. Now listen and decide what each company is receiving its award for.
This chain of clothing stores has been a household name in this country and abroad for a century. But some years ago, it lost market share and closed most of its overseas branches. Its goods declined in quality and became dull and out of touch with modern taste. After a period in crisis, the company hired a new team of designers and relaunched its entire range. The upgrading in quality and style have put this store back on the fashion map.
This has been an inspirational success story. 5 years ago, the Taiban Cheese Company didn't exist. They now supply more cheese to the foreign market than any other cheese company their size. Originally, Taiban was a small farm rearing cattle and sheep, but the family realized they would have to diversify or go out of business. They started experimenting with some old recipes for organic cheese, in spite of warnings that the market was saturated, and came up with a winner.
Business consultancy is one of the most competitive areas in the service sector. Huge fees are charged to the customers, but the customers have huge expectations in return. This has led to a growing feeling of disillusionment. What do these people do that we couldn't do for ourselves? Well, here we have a uniquely creative consultancy company that produces revolutionary ideas for projecting a corporate image to the outside world. Their methods are startling, but they certainly get results.
Some of us can remember the days when a visit to the supermarket was no fun. If you needed information, there was never an assistant in sight. And when you did find one, they knew less than you. Well, that time is long past, and the seminar I watched recently at our award-winning supermarket was a revelation. It endeavoured to keep sales assistants up to date with information about food technology, how to access product information on the store intranet, and so on. And that's what gave this supermarket its edge.
Has this happened to you? You've paid a small fortune to have a kitchen installed. The fitters have gone, you switch on the dishwasher, and the next thing you know, the kitchen's flooded. Our award-winning company has a 24-hour phone service 7 days a week with a reply guaranteed by real people within 3 minutes. And if it's an emergency, with one of their appliances, an engineer is out to you on the same day. Service like this is rare these days.
Now listen to the recordings again. Section 2. Questions 18 to 22. You will hear another 5 recordings. For each recording, decide what the speaker is doing. Write one letter, A to H, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay the recordings. You have 15 seconds to read the list A to H. Now listen and decide what each speaker is doing.
My feeling is that we should leave aside VSB's offer. It's obviously very competitive, way below the others. But how do we know they'd complete the project on time and to the required standard? They're a small company. Would they have the skilled labor or equipment? We could request references from former customers, I suppose. That'd mean putting off the decision, and personally, I have very little confidence in recommendations. They're easily manufactured. Let's look at the other companies.
Main team.
You've been in this department for 3 months, John, and I'm very pleased with your work. You've obviously mastered the regular things, paperwork, customer inquiries, etc., and you've made some excellent proposals for improvements. I think it's time to see how you manage more challenging work. How would you feel about taking on my responsibility for the finance committee? It'd mean taking minutes and liaising with the chair. You'd find it interesting, and I could concentrate on the end-of-year report.
From the figures, it's clear that our Canadian outlets are below target, approximately 20% below for the third quarter, if the finance report is right. Now, what should we do about it? Cut our losses and close the outlets? That's the MD's view. I think it's too early to do that. We've invested heavily in Canada, and we don't want to lose that investment. Let's send someone over to try to turn the position round, and then make a judgment in December.
You've been a reliable supplier for years, and we're very grateful. Would you be interested in a different form of collaboration now? We're putting on an exhibition of office equipment in the convention centre, and we're looking for companies to help us meet some of the costs, such as producing a catalogue. There'd be some useful publicity for you, and free tickets and hospitality for your guests. Think about it. We don't need an instant decision. Discuss it with your director.
Thanks for getting back to me so quickly about my request for a transfer. I'm sorry the company couldn't help, but I really do need to be in London. My husband's been offered a job there, and it's too good to turn down. So I've been looking around, and there's a possibility in the publicity section at Richardson's, but they're selecting people tomorrow. I have to provide a testimonial quickly. Would you mind doing me one?
Now listen to the recordings again. That is the end of part 2.